there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Word to your mother.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Cool Moms. I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
And we are here with a very special edition where we've been hearing some feedback that we are, people have submitted their questions and we haven't been able to get to them.
Yes.
Because we start talking in the beginning and we have a good
talk.
Time.
We enjoy.
We tell things about each other.
We discourse.
But what we're going to do here for this one is we're going to dive in and we're going to try to get through a bunch of questions as much as we can.
I'm taking the Nesty plunge.
Okay, we're plunging into yours. So thank you so much for submitting your questions to at Two Cool Moms Pod on Instagram.
Yep.
And we're just going to get into it, Steve.
All right. From Suzanne.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Here's a burning question.
Nice.
Spelled B-Y-R-N-E.
Oh, very good.
Which of you two cool moms has less shame?
Me.
Without a shadow of doubt.
That was a dumb question.
Without a shadow
that
of doubt.
That was a waste of a question.
But she saw my clip on San Diego Morning Show.
Oh.
Where I was literally in my underwear and socks dancing and pouring change down me. But that being said.
Wait, I didn't see that clip.
I was a little sauced when I did it. But
it was a morning show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it was leftover or you started the day?
I was basically ending my evening.
That was your
on
retainer.
The morning show.
It was your retainer. It was your plus one.
Oh my God! It was.
Oh my goodness!
It was bad.
You and Jack Daniels did the morning show.
Did we ever? And I did it. I acted that way so I wouldn't get asked back. Because
really?
I didn't want to go do morning. I was like, I'll never do this again. So I'm just going to take my pants, like take everything off, and just sit here in my underwear and sneakers.
They let you do that, or did it happen live?
They let me do it, and then backfired on me because they're like, "Oh, we love it. We got to have you back." And then they kept asking me every time I went to San Diego. Now I'm like, you know, in a petting zoo doing yoga with the instructor. And it's just like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Never ended. Yeah.
I didn't know that that happens with you.
Yeah. But you definitely have less shame. You will do anything for a laugh.
I have a good time. I like to make people laugh. You know, I accidentally took my pants off on the Kelly Clarkson show. When in front of Khloe Kardashian.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't realize it was during the pandemic.
Just another day for the Kardashian.
It was during the pandemic, so we're doing it via Zoom, and they have a virtual waiting room. And they have us in the waiting room, and it was just me and the boys, and we're talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like the way this shirt looks. So to make the guys laugh, I stood up. And we knew a producer was watching.
Right.
So to make the boys laugh, I stood up, and I started just taking my pants off. You know, like taking my pants off in front of the thing. But I tucking my shirt in. I didn't take, you know, I wasn't showing anything.
Yeah.
And then she was live speaking to Kelly Clarkson. And she stops and she goes, I'm sorry. She's like, but somebody is tucking their pants in. And I didn't realize she was in the same feed as us.
Oh,
so
oh,
Kelly
no,
had her own
really?
Feed with her, but she could see us. And then I sat down and I was like, she's like, now he's waving at me. And then we talked.
And she didn't realize Jeffrey Toobin was also on the...
What? We can't. So she's...
We can't. Jeffrey Toobin? No.
We can't.
But he was in the news.
We couldn't. I'm telling you a story about me.
I know,
and I told you I was keeping it clear. I didn't do anything sexual.
Yeah,
and now you're making it like I'm ham boning it in front on the Clarkson.
No,
in front of the Kardashian.
I said Jeffrey Toobin was on the Zoom.
Right, but you're equating me to the Toobin.
No.
So what you're making it, you're saying to the listeners now,
no,
is that I was tubing it on the Clarkson in front of a Kardashian, and that's what people. That's what's happening. That's the picture you painted.
That's not what I was saying. No, I think that the Toobin story was so. Out there, everybody right. knows the reference.
Yes.
So I was inferring that he was also on the Zoom. Not y-
no
you
one
were.
Mentioned Toobin. Why would Toobin be on the Kelly Clarkson show?
Well,
he's a huge Kelly Clarkson fan.
It's a callback. Being a comedian. What were we talking about? This is my question to you. Who has more shame than you? Who in your experiences can out-gatto gatto?
It's hard. I don't know this many.
That'd be a tough.
Yeah, I don't know this many. But I will say this. I don't do it. There's a different things. I don't do it for a shock value or people like, I'm going to get out there and do this. I don't give a fuck. I just do it for fun. I do give F's. Yeah. I do give F's. Yeah. People are like, he'll do it. But I don't want to, I don't get out there to like, if it's going to make people feel bad or it's going to make people in a comfortable and not a fun way.
Yeah.
Like I won't. I'll pull back.
Right.
And there are people that will don't care and just do it.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, that's not comedy to me. You know, it's like,
right,
you got, there's repercussions. And I have an empathy to it where I'm like, oh, if it's going to make somebody feel really bad or if it's not going to have the equate, like, because back in the day when I was coming up, I realized I was funny.
Yeah.
I would not keep that. And I remember once I made somebody feel really bad.
Right.
And somebody said to me, my sister Carla, I think it was, who said to me, said, everybody was laughing. She's like, but they weren't.
Right, right.
And that always became a reference for me. If you're doing something that makes somebody feel bad,
yeah,
you know, and it also depends on your relationship. Like, you and I are great friends. I'll tear you apart and not give a shit how you feel because you know I love you, right? But, like, if you're doing it in front of strangers, it's a different thing.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's, you have to have that experience when you're a kid, too, where you're mean to somebody.
Yeah.
And then you learn from it.
Yeah.
And you realize, okay, don't do that again. And I think even when you're doing stand-up and you're doing crowd work or whatever, there's a fine line between being mean because you don't want to, ruin somebody's night. They showed up there to have fun. You can be like a little shitty.
Yep.
That's the line, right? Yeah. You want to walk.
Well, even with the show, people will be like, oh, let me on the show. I'll do anything. I don't give a shit. I mean, part of the thing about Jokers was that we said no. Because
right,
didn't, like, there was a reason, like, you didn't want it, you know, you're a gentleman, or you wanted to do it, like, I don't care, I'll do anything. That's not how it goes, you know.
Right, yeah,
because, you know, oh, sure, I could get out there and do anything, but that's not the way I operate, you know. So I think that's part of it. But I do, that is a great question. Who could, I don't think I've ever been in a scenario where I'm like, oh, they're crazier than me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am the bar. Right. Yeah, I mean that's a good question for you, Jiggy. I mean, you've been around me. Does anybody come to mind? No hesitation.
I mean, I really would be hard pressed in all my years to wonder. And I couldn't see anybody.
There are people that escalate each other and bring each other up to a level where I've been in a room where it's like this shit got out of hand and it was really fun and crazy. Yeah. And I think that's great. You know, but I don't think I'm outdone.
Okay. Well, this is coming to us from Aya.
You're what?
Aya? Aya?
What are you? What are you?
That's your name.
Aya, hungry?
I always am.
I always am.
What kind of questions are we supposed to ask?
Question
within a question.
A question within a question. That's like when somebody says, "I, you know, this is the one of the." I hate the people that do this. Can I ask you a question? You just did.
Yeah, that was cute in third grade.
So dumb. Yeah. Here's the thing about the questions. The questions run the gamut, and I love everyone, where people have really hard life advice they need, and they also ask us like things like, what's your favorite color? And you and I will get into a heated conversation about it. You could ask us anything, I would say.
Yeah.
And if we don't want to answer it, we won't.
Mundane to serious. Yeah. We've taken on some serious questions.
I feel like we've helped a lot. We've got a lot of follow-up, too, where people, we've helped them. Yeah. And I like that part of it, but I also like just the fun to be entertaining with the questions, too.
Yeah. Well, this is coming to us from Colton.
Colton.
Yeah. Why doesn't somebody snowing?
Why doesn't somebody snowing?
Yes.
Because why doesn't somebody snowing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question for the ages. You and I were actually just talking about this before we started recording.
Why doesn't?
Why doesn't? I mean, if someone should be snowing, why doesn't they?
Who doesn't snow? Well,
Who doesn't snowing? Like, why don't they do it?
When doesn't snowing?
When, if you're not snowing, like, why don't you do it? And you should be snowing as much as you can because life is too short not to be snowing.
It's not a matter of if, but when doesn't snowing?
Abs. Always be snowing. ABS. That's what I was saying. Always be snowing. You wake up in the morning. I want you to look in the mirror. Colton. Yeah.
Colton,
I want you to look yourself deep in your eyeballs and say, hey, today's the day. I'm going to be snowing.
today's snowing.
Obviously, today's snowing.
The follow-up, it's been 7 months and nobody's snowing. Still.
Still.
Why?
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 Why is no one snowing?
It's been 7 months and nobody's snowing.
7 months of the day.
Still.
I mean, we're talking 210 calendar days. Why? Why is nobody snowing?
Why doesn't nobody snowing?
See, take it back to the question before this. These are the kind of questions that we want. These are the kind of questions that we need and that we want. Why?
Oh, this is a good one for you. You're going to like this. From Alyssa.
Oh, A-L-Y?
Real talk.
Oh, shit.
You ready?
Hold on. Hold on.
Real talk.
Alyssa, hit me with the truth bombs.
What's the going rate for the tooth fairy these days? My 6-year-old just lost 3 and told me her friends got $1 million.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. This is the thing here. Here's the thing about this, because we're just going through this with Milana losing some tooths quickly. So, you know, you got to come up with the scratch. Yep. I found this out. I went to the Bizanks and I said, excuse me, here's a fiver. Can I get 5 golden Sacagawea coins? They give me them.
No. Wait, hold on. Wait. Is that real?
Yes.
You can do that?
They do a dollar coin, which is gold. It's like a gold color coin.
You can do that.
And then it's a special, it's only cost me a dollar. Boom. Oh, look, this is the coin because she's never seen them before. What is this,
Dad? I've never seen them before.
This is a dollar coin. Look at this.
When's the last time you got a $2 bill?
On the regular, I got them every December. I got them from a guy at the iHeart Music Festivals who had a pocket full of them and used to, that was his thing. He used to shake your hand. Hey, how are you going to give everybody a $2 bill he met? He would go through hundreds of dollars at the iHeart Music Festival. I have no idea who this gentleman is. Yeah. And he used to give $2 bills to everybody. So earlier than you thought.
Real talk.
Real talk.
That is real talk.
Real talk. That's what you get here on Two Cool Moms. We're two real talking moms that are always snowing.
What? What is the true? So gold coins.
$1 gold coin. Go to the bank at five. Get a dollar.
Did you ask for Sacagawea?
Sacagawea gold coin. Yeah, a dollar coin.
Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, 100%.
Because there was the silver dollar, right?
Silver dollar was there. My grandfather used to give them out every Christmas. My grandfather used to give you one for every year you are.
Do they still make those? They have to, right?
They don't.
They don't.
They don't.
So now it's the Sacagawea.
Now it's the Sacagawea. Yeah.
And it's pure gold.
No, it's gold colored. It's not real gold. Yeah, a pure gold coin wouldn't cost. Oh God, Steven, you think a dollar?
No, but there's got to be an element. There's got to be an element of gold in there.
Well, silver,
there?
You know, silver dollars were just copper in the middle.
Right. I mean, the quarter you can still see the cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got off the gold standard, yes. Right? And prior to that, that was actual silver.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Not anymore, because the silver dollar is worth more than a dollar now.
Right.
Yeah.
But my point, that is fascinating. You could do that. How'd you find out about that?
I forgot where, but somebody said that you could get dollar coins. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's a cool idea.
That's a cool hack, yeah.
Wow.
It's a cool hack. See, I'm spreading knowledge. See what happens when we actually answer questions? We decide to answer questions this week. We're actually helping people.
A life hack. All right. Oh, yeah. This is coming to us from Samantha. All right. This is a little heavier.
Oh, okay.
A little pendulum swing here.
Okay.
Okay, mommies. First and foremost, I love you both. This is the best podcast. Now I work as a caseworker for Children's Services. My husband and I recently adopted a 16-year-old boy. He was on my caseload at one time. He has a sad story. My question, when do boys actually learn to use their brains? He is a good kid, a sweet kid, but just cannot grasp the idea of thinking before he acts or speaks. So when does it happen? Please tell me that it eventually happens. When does snowing?
When do boys start using their brains? This is what we're getting hit with.
I would
here.
Suggest there's a book out there called Men Are From Mars.
Women's Are From Venuses.
That'll break it down for
that
you.
That breaks it down nicely.
Yeah.
I will say this.
A 16-year-old
boy is not using his brain.
No.
No, at all.
At all.
Stop it, because I know where you're going. Don't even mention it. What I'm saying is he's using something else. Steve Byrne.
I got a call from Jeffrey Tube, and I... Oh, come on, Tubes. Sorry.
I will say this about 16-year-old boys. Yeah. I will, when they...
They look good in boy shorts.
Any boy...
At that age. Tight.
Any boys... Sometimes I have to talk through you. Any boys will start... When they start developing the understanding consequence... Or not all boys, but all when repercussions start to become a real thing, I think that's when boys' eyes open to the way the world is.
Well, that's dependent on how firm the parents are going to be, right?
True, too.
So, you know, I think it's just, God, it's such a noble thing. It's such a sweet thing that she deals with cases constantly, right? And she saw a case, took this child in, 16 years old.
Good for her.
That's
a beautiful story.
Unbelievable to do that. But then to, you know.
It's going to take time.
I'm sure there's a lot of.
Unpacking for
you know, she said a sad story or whatever. Yeah. So there's all these elements that are playing into it. So, I mean, this is a tough one.
I think educating a boy as he's becoming a man about the repercussions and consequences to his decisions. Mm-hmm. And just to spend time on thinking about his decision. I'm not talking about a huge decision. Like something like, oh, you know what? You should lay for dinner, or you know, I was depending on you,
right?
I was depending on you, and you let me down. Just to let them know that there is a consequence to their action. I'm not talking like even like a big thing, like legal consequence. I'm just talking about like you hurt somebody that cares about you, and you learn about that. When I was 16 years old, I realized I was stronger than my mother. Mm-hmm. And I remember this vividly,
bitch.
Where she was. She went to like we were messing around, whatever, and I just grabbed her by the shoulders and I just shook her, and she was like, and then she was like, stop, 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 and I was shaking her, and then she started crying. Yeah, I'm telling you, one of my heartfelt core memories of how I disappointed that I hurt my mother, who's now dead, and I feel bad about this to this day.
God.
But I shook her. to the point. And I was like, and she was like, stop it. That's what she was doing. And I was shaking her.
You're strong.
And my dad was watching. And she was like, tell him to stop, tell him to stop. And then I stopped.
You're so much stronger than you know, Joseph.
So I'm shaking her. I'm 16 years old. I'm shaking her. And then she stopped. She starts bawling, crying uncontrollably and says, I can't believe you would do that to me.
Right.
You hurt me. And she went up to her room and she said to my father, she said, you take him now. I don't even want to talk to him. And she went upstairs to her room and shut the door, bawling, crying. And I looked at my father and he just looked at me. And the look that I got from my father, I don't think I ever gotten again. And I was like, and it just clicked. I was like, wow, it didn't matter. Like, that was really fucked up what I just did.
Yeah.
And I went upstairs and I went to talk to her and she wouldn't talk to me for like a day.
Wow. Really?
And then that was like the only time ever my mother wouldn't talk to me for a day. And then, like, cause she didn't even know what to say. I think she was going through exactly kind of, in a sense, what this woman was dealing with. Like, how do I teach this boy that he's got to fucking understand what he's doing? And it wasn't that she was physically hurt. I think she was just like, emotionally hurt that I wouldn't listen to her anymore. Mm-hmm. She couldn't control me. Like, a bunch of this stuff that goes into parenting. So I felt really bad in that moment. And I think from that moment on is a defining moment. And that's what I'm speaking to when I'm giving this advice is I learned from my consequences. I learned that there is – you could, you know, make people feel bad that you care about. And always growing up, I always thought – the first thing I thought was, will my parents be disappointed if I did this? And I carried that throughout my growing up. So – it was really funny though. She was shaking like a rag doll, like in hindsight. Like I was laughing very hard, and she wasn't. So, but yeah, I think that's part of it.
We should sell merch on the podcast and make a bobblehead of your mom.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, you can shake it.
Shake it, and then it'll say "Stop it!"
And after like 3 minutes, like
tear ducts, like the little kids that pee when you pull their pants down, like one of those toys. We could talk about it. Who do we talk to about that development?
But I'm sure that this kid has some semblance of gratitude, knowing he's out of the system, he's in a home, people care for him, so that tethers to what you're saying of like him, there's got to be some understanding and appreciation for him to understand the consequences that come with that.
There'll be a realization eventually because he's never had this, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's a, I don't know, like this is an individual I'd love to just like shake their hand and go, wow, that's
great.
So
yeah,
truly sweet of her. Yeah. And her husband.
Great work.
And by the way, 16 is the worst.
The worst.
The absolute worst. So you gotta.
It's mom shaking age. Straight one of this.
Shake that mommy. Shake that mommy. Shake that mommy. Shake that mommy.
Shake what your mama.
Then she says,
no gave you.
Oh my God. All right.
I love you, mom.
Okay.
We got one more.
Oh, okay. Hi, moms. This is coming to us from Tracy, longtime listener, first time writer. Love it.
Oh,
what are you both currently obsessed with? Is it a podcast, a book, a show, a music, an album? When is snow? So are you currently obsessed with anything?
I'm pretty hard in Gotham Knights right now, the video game. I've been staying up late playing.
Is it that good?
I'm enjoying it.
Is it open world or
open
is
world.
There like...
Open world with missions. Open world with missions. You get to choose which characters you want to be. I don't do the co-play thing where people like to play along with you, but I'm enjoying it a lot. Yeah.
And are you Batman?
No, he's dead in the game.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
So who are you?
You could be either Batgirl, Red Hood, Robin, or Nightwing. And I'm playing as Batgirl. Yeah.
How progressive.
I always find that it's the acrobatics in these games are always better. It's her skill set, you know, speed. She's just technology. She does hacking, which I like.
And how does she look? Like,
nice. Not as good as Robin.
Man, the Catwoman back in the day. Julie Newmar?
Newmar, you go with. Oh, really? That's your favorite Catwoman? Over Halle Berry?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Julie Newmar, she's gorgeous. And by the way, she's still like, I think she might have passed, think she's still alive.
No, dead.
No.
Yeah, recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of her, and I was like, oh, she's still, like, you know, she's, like, 90 or 80 or whatever, but she still looked beautiful. You don't think you could, no?
Not Julie Newmar. I also don't know if she's dead.
So, Gotham Knights is your... Dude, I knew it. I knew you were doing it to me.
I'm not
still
sure.
Alive. How old is she?
89. Oh, 89?
Well, when you see a picture of her, right, you could still tell it's, like, Oh, like, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Not for me.
All right.
Oh, she's beautiful.
I mean, for a 90-year-old woman, look at her.
89, buddy. Don't round up.
89.
Give her flowers.
Yeah.
She wanted to, for her 90th birthday.
She looks fantastic.
Julie Newmar, who was the Joker? Cesar Romero?
Cesar Romero. Yeah.
Still the best Joker.
Oh, beyond.
Hands down.
The only thing that, that even as a kid, he put the makeup over his mustache. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's just like, just shave it.
Yeah.
But he would never shave the mustache, but I agree with you. I think.
What a great.
Boy, could you imagine.
Him up in the big, the way that
like
the,
a real,
real, having to
grounded,
play that.
But he's still, I agree
phenomenal.
With you.
Phenomenal.
Nicholson.
Yeah. I mean, all the Jokers actually have been really. I haven't liked a Joker.
Not the Jared one.
Oh,
Jared
Leto.
I didn't like that?
That was a film. That was a different thing. He played a mentally ill individual very well, I thought.
Jared Leto?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Jared Leto. I thought you were talking about Joaquin.
He was my least favorite of all the Jokers.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're putting him up against the big guns like that, of course. I mean, where's he going to land? I mean, I did not enjoy him, but I thought he didn't get to just, like, fight Batman, right? So, like, that's what you want to see. Like, you want to see the interaction with Batman and Joker. Everybody else got that, so he was robbed of that opportunity. So I can't really judge him on being, like, a footnote in a movie.
But then the Batman with Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
Am I saying his name right? They had that deleted scene that they released. Did you see that?
Yes.
And I didn't like that guy. I don't know. It's just sometimes you watch somebody like, oh, wow, that's...
Yeah.
It just clicks right away. Or now to me, it doesn't.
It's got to be hard for people who pick up the mantle of that kind of thing too, though, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's always like the Spider-Mans, for instance.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, I was like, oh, he's perfect. That's a Spider-Man. Best. That's great, right? And then you see, like, Andrew Garfield, and I'm like, oh, my God, great, right?
He was great.
Yeah, and then Tom Holland steps in, and you're like, unbelievable.
Amazing. And then all three of them?
I know. But then, but I'm saying like that, like, to see, that's got to be so challenging as an actor to be like, all right, they did that. How am I making this me?
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting. So I feel like that for the Joker and even the Batmans, you know, every Batman had their own thing, but the types of movies that they were different, you know, like Michael Keaton in a Christopher Nolan Batman, I don't think would work at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, Christian
Bale Keaton was unbelievable. Perfect. Did you see Birdman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That was such a great movie.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, I love Keaton. He's one of my favorite actors of all time, but I think it was just something about the formula of those kind of movies.
Yeah. They're all distinct in their own way, but the latest Batman was my least favorite.
The Batman with Pattinson.
Batman,
yeah.
It's just like
it's a different kind of movie.
He's the same guy from the beginning to the end. You want to have some disparity of, you know, some pendulum swings so that there's a growth in your character.
You didn't find that?
No. It was too morose the whole time.
Who's that? I don't know him. Who's too morose?
Batman.
He's an actor? I thought it was Robin Pattinson.
Here we go. Here we go.
Thanks so much for joining us on Two Cool Moms.
I didn't even get to discuss what I want to say. That's okay. It's about you. One cool mom and the sidekick that has less followers. Here we go.
You're obsessed with stuff. You like to read. You're obsessed with reading.
I love reading, yeah.
You're a reader.
I read.
You buy me books on the regular, and you're like, you got to read this. And I have to be honest with you, they just sit on my shelf. I don't read. So you stop doing that. You gave me the Jaws book. You gave me the book about something else, right? I don't read.
The Jaws book is one of the funnest books you'll read about the making of a movie.
Ask me what the last book I read was.
Tales of Fourth Grade Nothing. Super fudge.
100%.
Yeah.
Super fudge. The last book I probably read was like To Kill a Mockingbird in high school. I don't read.
You're robbing yourself of the experience, especially in the space of where you're headed, of really hearing like detailed stories that can help benefit you in your journey. Towards
okay,
narrative and storytelling.
I'll read that book.
When is snowing? Why is snowing?
Why is snowing? Thank you so much, everyone. Much love.
These two cool mommies love you, so show us some love.
Please rate us, review us, follow us on all social media, and subscribe to our YouTube.